Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It is 2:22, and there's good news. We have an alderman reporting. Very good news, actually. Alderman Lamont Robinson is from the 4th Ward. I believe Millennium Park is either on the border of your ward or actually in your ward, but it's right there, Alderman, correct?
That is correct. The 4th Ward goes from Hyde Park along the lakefront to Jackson, Steve.
All right, and it was... We heard that there was going to be one of those teenage takeovers that hundreds or more teenagers would come into, in this case, Millennium Park. It happened a couple of weeks ago in the Gold Coast, but this time it would be Millennium Park, which has happened before. And who knows what ruckus would occur, including violence potentially against innocent individuals. But that never happened. So I guess my first question for you is, do we know why that never happened? Was it good luck?
Well, Steve, there was two, actually. There were proposed one in Hyde Park on 53rd Street, and then also Millennium Park. Let me give credit to the Chicago Public Schools. They sent notices out to parents. And on the south side, Principal Calloway sent notices out to parents from Kenwood High School. And I believe that that helped us to be able to stop these two teen takeovers that were going to happen on Friday and Saturday.
So a couple of weeks ago, we had Alderman Hopkins on the air, and he got tired of me saying, although he did not disagree, that we need to find a way to hold the parents responsible. I pointed out with that 50,000 years ago when I was a teenager, if I had done anything like that and gotten into trouble in that way, I would have been in big trouble with my parents at home. And some of these individuals, I understand, don't have parents, but they have caretakers. Somebody is there, we hope, responsible for them. Why don't we hold those people responsible? How do you feel about that?
You know, look, I got much respect for my friend and colleague, Brian Hopkins, but you're absolutely correct. It is squarely responsible. Excuse me, it's squarely... the parents are squarely responsible for this. And that is why I commend Chicago Public Schools. I commend the principals for getting notices out to parents and letting them know that the curfew is at 10 p.m. A lot of parents don't even know this. And a lot of parents might not even know what's happening, where these kids might be going to hang out. And so putting this information out in front of the parents, I think, is extremely important. And we got to do more of it, Steve.
To be clear, as I understood it, Alderman Hopkins did agree with what we're saying, actually. But he also says the curfew ought to be at, I think he says, 8 p.m. What do you think?
The curfew currently is at 10. I think that it is one thing in our toolbox that we could utilize. Maybe we look at 9, and maybe we look at maybe not every weekend, but maybe we put it out when we need to. But again,
why not 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. I believe is too early. The sun is still out.
8:32.
We could. 8:32. We could do that. We know that we got to do something, Steve. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm working with my colleagues, all of the alders that make up downtown, Alderman Conway and Hopkins and Riley and even Dow. We got to figure this out. We have to make sure that our youth are safe, and we have to make sure that Chicagoans are safe, particularly tourists that are coming down to our economic engine.
Well, does our mayor sometimes forget that the greater downtown area is, in fact, the economic engine?
I don't think he forgets it. I know that our superintendent also doesn't forget it, because there are a lot of resources down here. But again, as alders that make up the downtown area, it's our responsibility to make sure that we protect our constituents and we keep our economic engine booming.
Now, it was just a couple of weeks ago that, or maybe at this point a couple of months ago, that in Lincoln Park, on Cannon Drive, near the Lincoln Park Zoo, there's a name for this. It was not the teenage takeover thing, but it was similar. It was a road takeover, and that was in the 43rd Ward. One question is, okay, if you prevent this from happening over there, will it just move over there?
Well, the answer is yes, but we have to look at the data, and also that's why the police department are looking at Instagram and looking at Facebook and really trying to stop this before it is happening. Again, letting the parents know, I think, is extremely important, because many parents don't know, unfortunately, what's going on with their teenagers.
Where are these kids coming from?
You know, I found out, speaking back to data, working with Chicago Police Department, Steve, is that many of these kids are coming from the west and southern suburbs.
Hmm.
And so my objective is to convene a meeting with my colleagues and the colleagues in the south and the west suburbs to figure out how do we make sure that we're all keeping our youth safe, and what are they doing about this in their areas?
Now, it's as simple, according to Mayor Johnson, kind of putting words in his mouth here, but as providing other opportunities, like play basketball, go there and weave yarn or something, I don't know, but do other things. And I don't think anyone disagrees with those opportunities, but I'd argue a lot of them are available right now. And yeah, providing more of them, that's fine. Does that in of itself solve the problem?
You know, look, I think that we need to give the mayor credit regarding our new superintendent at the Park District, Superintendent Rosa. Look, he's an alderman in an area that has some of these same issues. And so I look forward to working with our new superintendent to make sure that the programs that you're talking about, parents and youth know, every community has a park. And that's where our teens should be able to go, hang out, maybe have a meal, play basketball, do radio or whatever they want to do.
Do radio.
Absolutely.
That'll keep them out of trouble.
Absolutely,
of course.
Steve.
But I would suggest those parks have been there for years and
yes.
years, and programs have been there for years and years. Well, I am not saying we don't need more of them or can't have more of them. Does that in of itself solve the problem, which the mayor seems to suggest?
It is part of it that we have to look at curfew. We have to look at parenting. We have to look at making sure that our parks have resources and are open and staffed for our youth. All of this, I believe, if we do it right, we can stop this craziness that's taking over our city.
Interesting text here coming in. And it's always interesting to me how listeners, like, I don't know, maybe they have a secret line where they're communicating with one another. But several here are saying, why don't we have kids volunteer more to demonstrate responsibility? One specifically says, have them volunteer at senior citizen centers. And there's a whole long list of things here. To me, that appears to be a good idea.
Well, absolutely. Look, not only volunteering, we need to pay our kids as well. Look, one of the young folks that were the leader of these teen takeovers, I was able to find out who he was and hire him in my ward office as an intern.
Is he good?
He is a great young man, and I was able to get him another job in the ward, but he was able to help me over the summer when I had teen takeovers at the 31st Street Beach. And so again, not only just volunteering, we also need to make sure that we're creating opportunities for our youth to put money in their pocket.
All right, we have to go to a newscast now. Unfortunately, we are out of time. You promised to come back at some point?
Absolutely, Steve.